Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. When it comes to being financially responsible, think about all the small adjustments that can add up to big improvements. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. It's all about financial literacy, knowing when to cut your losses, knowing your liabilities both in dollars and cents, and the things that trigger your spending, and figuring out what you don't know but wish you did. In my new book, Mind Over Money Matters, what I provide chapter by chapter is the process of identifying what you want and why, when you want it, and what it takes to achieve it. Those disciplines work in good times and in bad. Becoming and staying financially responsible means, for example, remembering to always pay yourself first by always saving some portion of incoming money. Always paying bills, all bills, on time, every month, and if you can't, being sure to call the creditor to let them know you can't and make arrangements for a reduced payment schedule. Being financially responsible means, for example, adjusting your withholding so you owe nothing but you get nothing back when you file your tax return, since getting a refund means you've allowed Uncle Sam to use your money interest-free for a year. It's important to find concrete, doable, incremental ways to recalculate your relationship with your money, the most important of which is, before you decide what to do with your money, first know how you feel about your money. There are basic financial fundamentals that should be addressed by each of us right now. Start by getting your financial house in order, by getting your free credit reports, one from each of the three credit reporting bureaus from www.annualcreditreport.com. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.